I find if you relax, it will stop hurting so much.
Thank you. Well, there'll be more Keep Fit advice at the same time next week. But now we return you to an hour with the Campen Players. And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our popular series about nuns behaving badly. Today's episode, Nasty Habits.
Here you, publican. I want a double gin and tonic, and I want it now.
But you're a nun. You shouldn't be drinking.
Just shut up, and while you're about it, give me 20 fags too.
Well, this is the first time a nun's ever come into my pub.
And this is the first time I've had the push from the Sound of Music.
And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our long-running serial, Mrs. Winton's Diary. Today's episode, A Tramp in the Woods.
Dear Diary, what a lovely evening yesterday. Cedric and I went for a walk in the spinney, a popular pastime judging by the number of gentlemen walking around. Cedric seemed to be on first-name terms with quite a few of them. Suddenly Cedric cries out, "Mother, we must turn back right away. I think he'd seen something unpleasant ahead. He's a good boy. Good night, dear Diary."
And now for your listening pleasure.
Another edition of our popular series about a country bumpkin's experiences of London. Today's episode, A Clash Going Underground.
It's a funny old place is London. The funniest thing happened to me the other day. I was on that tube when a gentleman in front of me became most unwell. He shouted out, "Watch out, here comes Miss Special Brew." And with that, he was most violently ill on the floor. And do you know, nobody took any notice of this gentleman's distress. They just carried on reading their paper. Funny old place, London. And now, for your listening pleasure, we bring you an actor's life. Today's episode, The Telephone.
Hello. Yes, my name is Cornelius Armitage. You might remember me from such shows as the Telewest Cable Spectacular and Anglo Television's The Local Show. Anyway, I'm ringing to ask you whether I could arrange with you a facility trip to Sardinia. You do fly to Sardinia, don't you? Yes, I thought you did. Well, it's extremely important that I go to Sardinia to study the sardines, because I'll be playing a sardine in an upcoming advert for John West. So if you could arrange for a free holiday, I'd be... Hello? Hello? Oh, we've been cut off.
Can I help you?
Yes, young woman, I'd like a banana split.
Crash nuts?
No, I always walk like this.
And now, for your listening pleasure, we present an Ealing comedy.
Here's Kind Hearts and Coronets.
Hello. My name is Sir Alec Goodness, well-loved thespian. Although I'm sadly dead these days, but I'm available for bookings. Just contact my agent, Doris Stokes. I remember many years ago making a simply marvellous film, Kind Hearts and Coronets, where I played
old ladies, vicars,
And?
Members of Parliament.
All sorts. I just put a different voice on and away I went. I mean, how cheap was that? I can tell you now that I wouldn't be seen dead in such a shoddy production now. What do you mean I am dead? Oh, bugger.
And now, for your listening pleasure, another edition of our populist series about filth. Today's episode, A Life of Grime.
Well, it's disgusting in here. I can see hypodermic needles and human waste on the floor. Oh, it's filthy. I shouldn't think this place has been cleaned in years. Just look at the grime on the windows. You can barely see out.
Excuse me, sir, but visiting time is over. You'll have to leave the hospital ward now.
Thank you, nurse.
Good morning, madam. I'm from the makers of Vaseline, and I'd like to ask you if you ever use our product.
Oh, yes, all the time.
Can I ask you what you use it for? Cuts or bruises?
Well, I use it for sex.
Oh, that's a very honest answer. Can I ask you how you use it for sex?
Yes, we smear it all over our bedroom doorknob. Stops the kids getting in.
Excellent work, Miss Withering.
I think so. And do you like my choice of blanket stitch on the patient's upper glutamus maximus, Doctor?
Oh, yes, very impressive. And you performed that operation in record time, Miss Withering. What is the time, by the way?
It's, Oh, where's my watch? I know I had it on when we entered the operating theatre.
Oh, you fool. Okay, nurse, wheel him back.
Now then, men, it's time we all butched up.
Sorry, Captain Love, what did you say?
I said, Seaman Staines, that it's time we all butched up.
Listen, dearie, we're all doing the best we can. I mean, it's not easy being banged up in a boat with 400 great hairy sailors. Anyway, I've made a start. I've got rid of my nasty uniform. What do you think?
Seaman Staines, I don't think a crop top and slashed leather trousers are suitable attire for Her Majesty's Navy.
Oh, you bitch. Well, I know an old queen who'd sell her Greek husband to wear something like this.
Cool, what a lark.
Now, Miss Withering, if you'll just step behind the contrivance.
It is safe, Doctor, isn't it?
My dear woman, it's perfectly safe. Now stay absolutely still and... No, Miss Withering, are you all right?
Speaking to you from Windsor Castle. During the Second World War, the British Army did some rather beastly things to the German Army. We would like, on behalf of my subjects, to apologize for mistakenly thinking that Mr. Adolf Hitler and his charming wife Eva might have posed a threat to this great nation of ours. If I were of German lineage myself, I...
Prince Albert.
Oh, I am. Oh, well, whatever. Sorry, Germany.
Agnes?
What is it, Dorothy?
Oh, I can't remember.
What do you mean you can't remember?
There was something I needed to tell you, but now I can't remember what it is. Oh, I remember now. I think I forgot to turn the gas off.
And now, for your listening pleasure, the Very Reverend Armitage Shanks of St. Twyford's, with his weekly thought for the day.
Dearly beloved, my sermon today concerns organized religion. You know, organized religion has been the cause of more wars, starvation, the murder of innocent women and children than anything else in this world. It makes me rather depressed. Amen. Now let's sing hymn number 305, All Things Bright and Beautiful, and bless you all for coming.
An Hour with the Campen Players was produced, performed, and written by Steve Campen and Chris Lowry. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for listening. And remember to make sure you unplug your set before retiring to bed.
Winners of two New York Radio Festival Awards for comedy, one gold and one silver, the Campen Players were originally broadcast on the Sandy Toksvig Show on LBC Radio in London. Do drop by next time for more camp humour from the Campen Players. Goodbye.
Copyright creativeradio.com 2008.